Spontaneous ham radio. I'm just doing laundry and cleaning my house and that type of shit. And our good friend Kat just posted on Twitter. She's like, yeah, my bosses are gone this week from work, so I can listen to my iPod. I'm going to catch up on ham radio. So I was like, oh, you asked for it now. I'm going to do another one. Huh. You just be like, oh, really? Another one? I guess maybe too much. Just got back from the States, well, like 2 weeks ago. And then the people that own the laundromat underneath my apartment, they also own this apartment, went away for a week. It was ridiculous how much laundry I had to do. It's like the ghost of Jeremy coming back talking about my laundry. So let's just kick off with a song right away. This is a Canadian band called Courage, My Love. It's these two twin sisters and this dude. And they did a song someone else wrote. It's like these lyrics about selling comics. So it's just like silly bullshit. I sell comics. But they did this rockin' version of it, man. I swear to God, no kidding. I mean, I was pretty drunk last night, but I went to bed with this song in my head, and I woke up with this song in my head. It is so catchy, it's fucking stupid. The I sell comics baby part, fuck man. So good. So this is Courage My Love from somewhere around here, Ontario, with the song I Sell Comics. Just replied on Twitter like, hey, yeah, do it, man, even just if it's just me that listens, just, yeah, do a show. And it's like, it's not far from the truth, the number of people that listen to this fucking show. God bless you all. Anyway, Let me give you the Coles Notes version of what has been on my mind lately. I'm doing an XO about this, but here's the ham radio roughshod one. So, you know, I've talked in the past on this show about, like, my old girlfriend Erica and just, you know, I guess missing having a girlfriend, yada yada. I feel like there's been a bit of a sea change in my mind. It's this book Chester Brown wrote. It's a comic book, really, but he's, you know, a serious comic guy. He wins awards and gets grants and things. Called Paying For It. That's about how he gave up on romantic relationships. Possessive monogamy, he calls it. And just was happier just being friends with his female friends, not getting into relationships because that possessiveness, you know, like, I own you, you own me, just turns into fights, turns into jealousy, turns into problems. And I don't know about his solution of prostitution. I think it's just because he's a weirdo guy that makes comic books. Like, that seems too much. I couldn't see going down that path. But, man, it was like a virus that took over my brain. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I think maybe he might be right. But when the dam broke in my head, it went way too far. Like, I used to kind of put women on a pedestal, you know, and felt like it's the whole the Madonna whore complex, the fairy tale idea of just that perfect girl out there for you, yada yada. I feel like the reality came rushing in that basically boils down to chicks are just people, you know, and just, I guess it's like, I don't know, Ian used to say that my Catholic upbringing would stand out a lot because of how, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, judgmental I was about sex. Again, I don't know if that's the right way to put it. But yeah, I don't know, it's that stupid thing that our dumb society is saddled with where everybody wants to have sex, but then if you do have sex, it's like, oh, you're a big whore, you can't do that. I guess basically what occurred to me, it's one of those things, I mean, intellectually you can know these things, but something has to change in your biology for it to really stick. You know, you can just feel it inside when your ideas have really changed. But it's just, everyone is a big whore, you know? My mom wants 3 black cocks at once. My grandma wants 5, you know? Like, we're just, you know, society is making us pretend that things aren't that way, but that's how things are. And it was like this combo attack of really just not pretending that women are these precious fucking flowers, that they're just normal like us, and also this lack of faith in the reality of, like, can a relationship ever really work? Like, am I just making myself miserable for nothing? Is this the new, like, the new fairy tale, the new fucking Easter Bunny, the new Santa Claus? Like, this idea we present that is not possible, and everyone tries and tries and tries and makes themselves miserable. I feel like I'm all over the place here. But also part of it is, like, arranged marriages. I always thought, oh, that's crazy. That's some backward-ass shit. Of course, you know, romantic relationships, you decide who you want to stay with. But in some ways, I think arranged marriages made sense because it's kind of more directed, more honest, more like you're not with this person because you're all in love with them. You're with this person because you want to build a family and have a household and raise kids or have a business. It is more like a business transaction. You're not expected to just be in love with this person for, like, 50 fucking years in a row. And in a lot of ways, that's a lot more realistic. Like, maybe it should be two things, you know? Maybe you should have your wife that's your wife, and then you have, like, relationships on the side. I don't know. I mean, it's not like society's gonna change or something. It's just, but I guess I can change, you know? My society, one can change. But I guess that's the thing, it's just, I would get nervous around girls a lot or not want to go out or just try to avoid social situations because, man, I don't know, every time I fall for a chick, it's just the worst. It's like, oh no, now we got to be together forever. And it's just, and then what happens if we don't get along and I'm fighting to keep relationships together? And it's just, like, miserable. It makes me just not want to even start one. And now maybe I'm a little too far on the other side, but this, what I've been feeling lately is just like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, I gotta stop pretending that I give a shit about what 99% of women talk about or think about or care about, because I don't care. I don't care about what they care about. I don't give a fuck. They're so boring. And I mean, it's the same thing with dudes. It's just, it seemed like, oh, I can't say that about women. I can't say that about girls. What if I'm mean to a girl and then she won't date me? Well, fuck that. Who fucking cares, man? And yeah, I could really feel the difference. Like yesterday night, my roommate Keith, he runs these absinthe nights. He's got the whole absinthe device that drips through sugar cubes, and it's all fancy. It's really cool. So this new bar hired him on to do an absinthe night last night, which was a Sunday. Slow-ass night, usually. And he had a pretty good turnout, but, you know, I went down to make sure I could help, you know, the final countdown dudes. We went down and tried to shore up the numbers a little. But it was so weird leaving the house, just knowing that I didn't give a shit. I didn't care who was there, I didn't care, it made me realize how much in the back of my mind I'm always just hoping, like, oh, maybe this time I'll go outside and I'll meet Mrs. Wright and we'll be together forever. Now that that's out of my head, it was so much more fun to just go out and fuck around with my friends. It's just not giving a fuck, not worried at all. And it didn't totally hold up. There was this chick there I'd never met before. And, you know, this is like, it just, a little bit of me is still there where I'm like, oh, now I gotta try to impress her. I had to kind of fight my brain back, like, stop that, don't do that. And I fucked it up anyway. I mean, I don't know, you can really, when you get drunk enough, you can't tell yourself if you're drunk. You gotta gauge by other people. And she went from, like, talking to me and seeming to, you know, laugh at my jokes and what have you, to just, like, looking at me like I'm a crazy old drunk man. So I was like, whoops, 5 drinks is too many drinks. Anyway, God, I hope the XO makes more sense than that. I haven't listened back yet. It's just this audio I recorded when I was sitting on a raft in a lake. And I was like, this is an awesome setting. Let's record some stuff. And then my thoughts got derailed onto this because it's clearly what's on my mind. And it's probably even more of a mess. Oh, holy fuck. That was like 10 minutes of rambling. I apologize. All right. Let's listen to a song that's... This is an old Fiona Apple song. I always like this song. It seems appropriate. It's called Sleep to Dream, and it's just about being a realist, man, and not believing in bullshit. I don't sleep to dream. You know, I sleep to sleep, motherfucker. I got my feet on the ground. I don't know. Fuck. Ba-da-bah! Fiona Apple, Sleep to Dream, man.
I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stopped by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you. Don't come around. I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal. Don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore. You don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claimed. and don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to breathe. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't go around. I got my own hill to raise. Yeah.
You know, I'm probably talking too much or too fast because I'm drinking a lot of coffee. I figure if I'm going to fucking clean the house, might as well have fun with it, right? Might as well get a little amped up, yo. Oh, 17 seconds till my laundry's done. 2:40 in the afternoon. How's that possible? Oh, that's because I went out drinking. And stayed up till 4:30 in the morning with other Keith. Playing video games. Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I don't know, drinking, dude. I start drinking and I'm like, yeah, this is fun. I should be drinking all the time. And then I'm like, oh, now I don't feel good. It's unbalancing my emotional state. Unpleasant. And then I just feel kind of queasy. But then most of the time, the day after I drink, I don't really get hangovers. I just feel good. I'm like, yeah, I went out, cut loose. Man, like my clothes in the dryer right now. If somebody decided today was the day they were going to go steal my clothes, I'd be so fucked. I'd be fucked in the ass. It's like all of my clothes. I have nothing. I have no money. What's up with you, Kat? You got a goddamn job as a freaking architect, man. How did you get your shit together? So young. What would that have been like going to school? Man, I helped Kat edit this video last summer? Was that only last summer? Anyway, it was for her architecture school. Man, this school was so fucking cool. It was in Scotland. It's just like, I mean, it's like a Harry Potter school almost. It's just like this, oh man, it just seems so fun. Like, that's the kind of school that I could have seen going to. Like, it's deliberately designed to have, like, little nooks by windows and stuff where people could, like, a couple people could just sit and, like, talk or sketch things. And it's just this really cool vibe of, like, it wasn't just architecture. It was all kinds of visual arts. Probably even music, too. Man, it seemed cool. I kind of, like, that's one problem, is my hometown was a university town. So the university was no big deal to me. I went there all the time, like, all throughout my teen years. When I was in high school, I'd always go to the university, and they'd play anime on the big screens, or I'd just go to the student union building and play fucking magic cards. Everyone just assumed I was a university student. Go to, before I had internet, I'd go, you know, hijack their computers, go on telnet chat rooms and shit. So to me, the idea of going to university was just like more high school. It's just like, blah, I know what that place is all about. I don't want to go there. Whereas maybe if I didn't have the school in my town, then it would have, you know, because it didn't occur to me to go somewhere else. It's like, well, if I'm going to go to school, there's a school right here. Maybe it would have forced me out, like going to another city to go to school. But that would have been pretty exciting. But then on the other hand, that I didn't. It delayed me a little bit, but then I moved to Vancouver and did a whole other thing. And I definitely, you know, I wouldn't take that back. So I guess it all works out. That's one thing Scarborough Dude was trying to explain to me. some of his old man wisdom, and maybe, like, a lot of his stuff, it's like a shotgun. He's just saying stuff, and sometimes I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but sometimes that was one of his things where I'm like, man, imagine, oh, thank God everything worked out just the way it did. And he said, yeah, but, you know, it doesn't matter how it turned out, you always would have said that. And I don't know if that's an intrinsic thing with all people, that we find ways to justify the path we've gone down, or maybe it's just a certain type of person, you know, it's like, I don't know if that I'm the most fucking positive dude in the world, but in general, I think I'm pretty pleased with how things are. You know, on the surface, I like to complain about shit, but underneath that, but yeah, maybe it is just like whatever choices I made, I would have. But then again, I don't know, because if your choices are just dictated by what other people expect you to do, if I had gone to school just because that's what people wanted me to do, but then maybe that would have been fun. Like, maybe that push would have led to fun things. I don't know. Who knows? What the fuck? I gotta go get my laundry anyway. I think I might have played this before, but it's a little short song. The Serge Gainsbourg album, The Ballad of Melody Nelson. So awesome. It was Aunt Helen. Sarah Oleksik, the comic book artist, she recommended this to me, and it's just been like I never took it out of my playlist ever since. It's so good. And there's this, it's only, the whole album's like half an hour, but there's just this one little 2-minute song called A Melodie that's wicked. It's my favorite part. So let's listen to that while I go see if I have clothes still.
Faire des conneries à dada sur mon dos. Oh, mélodie, l'amour, tu ne sais pas ce que c'est. Tu dis, est-il vrai? Ah, mélodie, tu m'en auras fait faire des conneries. Hé, 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 à dada sur mon dos.
I should probably stop recording this. It's distracting the shit out of me. I got a house to clean. I kind of got to do it when no one's home. I don't know. I feel weird about doing housework when people are around. So right now, while I got the place to myself, fuck it, man. I'll clean up. I think we do all right for three dudes living together. Could be a lot worse, but like today I was like, oh, toilet smells like a lot like piss. Time to clean up, you know? And then I clean up well, but kind of got to hit those levels, you know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess let's just listen to another song and I'll fucking do some sweeping and then see if anything else comes to mind. But I think I probably just blurted out whatever nonsense I was thinking about. This is Steve St. Pierre, who used to do solo stuff. I met him through Keith and the Girl, and then I met him in real life a few months ago. He's in a band now called Old Crowns, and their first song is called, on their album, is called Shaky Hands. It's real good. We did a Vinyl Countdown episode recently where Picard was talking about his first early relationships and girls with drug problems and stuff. And, yeah, I don't know, this song seemed cool, like, appropriate. I don't know what the song's really about, but the tone of it seems cool for, you know, you're trying to help somebody else out, but it's not easy. You know, you're not good at it, or it's tough to do. And my shaky hands will shake your hands. My shaky hands will shake. Hands will shake. You know, it's like,
messed up people trying to help messed up people, yo. Not saying Picard in particular is particularly messed up, just we all are, man. Humans. Human beings on the Earth. This is Old Crowns with Shaky Hands while I go sweep. And what if, this is my sweeping zen, my battery's getting low too, so I gotta wrap this up. What if, because, like, this idea of romantic love, it didn't exist till, like, 17th century France or something. Don't quote me on that, I don't know the exact place. It's a relatively modern thing. And what if it is an unattainable ideal? What if it is, you know, the way ideas will just sweep the world, you know, weird religions and stuff. What if it is just, yeah, you know, sort of a made-up thing? That, obviously, infatuation and being drawn, you know, men and women being drawn together is a thing. Of course, it's biology, it's procreation. But the idea of that, taking that and making it last forever, if that really is just an invention and we're making ourselves miserable trying to force our biology into a hole it can't fit in, oh, someone's home. Man, it's like worldwide, man. Every movie, you know, every movie but Shawshank, and even kind of Shawshank, is about romance. Just everything. Yo.
Yo. Come on down out here.
Oh, I'm sweeping. I love how, like, I literally can put everything I own in that, and then just it's easier to sweep.
Oh, fuck. I did not expect to do that.
What'd you do?
Oh.
That was other Keith coming home from a grocery shop, but he's a good dude. We gotta get him on, like, Vinyl Countdown or something sometime. But... you know, it's too weird. If it's weird for me to sweep around people, it's certainly weird for me to record podcasts around people. So yeah, let me just finish this off. I'm just gonna play some songs to finish things off. Just spontaneously on my MP3 player, this song, Trains to Brazil by Guimot. I never could figure out how to pronounce it. Anyway, it's the song Ian introduced to me. So, you know, since we're going with a little bit of a romance vibe, let's go with the song I heard from an ex-girlfriend. Why not? It's kind of a nice little tune, you know? It's sort of a me and you against the world. Me and you, we're the type of people that are excited as shit about life and love things and are awesome. We're different from everyone else. You know, one of those things nowadays. Maybe I don't think that's a thing so much anymore. I don't know. Maybe I just gotta meet the right person, right? But then maybe that's just... son of a bitch thing. Like, isn't that how they get you? It's like, just keep on struggling. Just, it's right around that corner. What if it's not ever? Huh? That's what I say. Yeah, maybe my next episode will be like, I'm getting married to someone now. You know, I don't know. Schizophrenia podcast. So, since I did this episode, also basically just because Kat's bored at work. Oh, I don't know. She didn't say she was bored. She just said she could listen to podcasts at work. Maybe it's highly fascinating. But I'm going to play a song she sent to me. A while back, she sent me an album called Passerby. And this is a song called Days I Regret, kind of a sad song. It also seems to fit with the vibe, whatever vibe I got. And then just to break with the vibe totally, bring this around cyclical. Since I went to bed thinking about I Sell Comics and woke up thinking about I Sell Comics, I'm going to play I Sell Comics by Courage My Love one more time. 'Cause I sell comics, baby. 'Cause that's a real good song. And that's all. My shaky hands will shake your hands. My shaky hands will shake. Hands will shake. My shaky hands will shake your hands.
Just another sale. Come on, get to this cash. King Kong look like? We'll be right back.